Oh, man. That was unbelievable. 50 Shades of Grey is, by far, the best movie I've seen this year. Didn't you just love it?
What? I can't believe that pile of poo made it to the big screen. 50 Shades of Dismay is more like it.
But the theme of such an exhilarating romance with hints of darkness, it swung for the fences on so many levels.
That plot was full of holes, no glory. The casting was terrible, and don't get me started on the acting. For a movie about lust, there was absolutely no chemistry between the stars.
I disagree. I thought the bond between the main characters went a lot further than just the handcuffs. The romantic plot had so many twists and turns that I was roped into the fantasy.
Romance? Fantasy? She was an active participant in a dysfunctional relationship. It's overly dramatic, patriarchal drivel. Just a hackneyed story of a girl who lucks out with a hot, powerful narcissist who's into BDSM.
But it was so risque. And underneath that cold, steely exterior, his heart was crying out for acceptance. He was emotionally damaged. The movie really did a good job of exploring the ins and outs of love and loss.
Oh, please. She never gets what she needs because she has everything to lose and he holds all the cards. It's systemic misogyny in the form of a book, in the form of a movie.
But of course, you know, it is based on a book that was written by a woman. Maybe you just have a cold heart.
I have nothing left to say but this haiku. 50 Shades of Grey. Painful for my gray matter. 2 out of 5 stars.